99.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back to CITR. Thank you for Peter again with Breakfast for the Browns every Monday morning up until I arrive with the Australian music. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and you'll be with me for another hour. After that will be Alternative Radio and then the fabulous Chris Horrific at 1 p.m. Today is another special show because I do have a guest coming into the studio in the second half of the show. His name is Ben Drysdale, and he is a musician from Canberra, the capital city of Australia, where I actually are from. I just crossed paths with him by freak chance, actually, through a connection. And I'll tell you about that story a little later in the show when he arrives. So what I'm going to do is front load with Canadian music today, because usually I wait till the end and play my Canadian towards the end, but I'm still waiting for Ben to appear. So I'm going to start with some Canadian tracks, and I'm going to play No Means No because I can. No Means No is a band I haven't listened to much yet, but I've been told by many people that they are one of the preeminent underground bands in Canada. And I'm really going to sit down and have a good listen to this album soon. This is called, the album is Why Do They Call Me Mr. Happy? It's from 1993. And I've picked this album because track number two, The River, I've seen on YouTube this band do a phenomenal live version of it. And it was just punishing and an epic track. I don't know how it comes across in the original recording, but we'll soon find out. For any of the Australian listeners who aren't familiar, No Means No is a progressive punk band from Victoria, the capital of British Columbia, way on the west coast, and they've been very uncompromising in their music. Have a very devoted underground following both here, United States, and in Europe, and they constantly tour. These guys have been around since, well, the two brothers have been playing since 1979, which is incredible, and they're still playing really fantastic, integrous hardcore. So I'm excited to play this, and then we'll play a bit of new Canadian music too, but this is No Means No. name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And I've been seeing Chris Horrific out and about at a few gigs lately. I've been trying to get out to see some local music here in Vancouver, and I'm really glad that I have. I went to the Grave Level gig, the big house party that closed, where the developers decided to level the house. But there was a great 10-band gig there a couple of weekends ago, and I recorded some interviews, which I'll play in the coming weeks. And Chris Horrific at Parts Unknown is a great centerpiece in the music scene here. I also saw a great band the other night called The Gruff. I just played their song Commercial Drive. That's on a little EP they recorded as their last musical statement. They've unfortunately broken up. They played their last gig in Vancouver on Friday on Commercial Drive, and their last gig in Victoria on Saturday. And Jenny from that band is a real talent, and I really hope that she keeps playing music in some way, shape or form. So that was The Gruff with Commercial Drive. And in the middle was Yukon Blondes, who are a local band. They've toured with a band from Australia that I had on a few weeks back called Dead Letter Chorus. So they let me know about this band that I just sort of dug up, found here, Yukon Blonde, local band. You heard the song off their new EP, first track called Street. And at the start of the set, of course, was the fabulous No Means No with The River, the second track from the Do They Call Me Mr. Happy CD from 1993. And they are a seminal underground act here in Canada. They're from Victoria on the West Coast and still around, having formed in 1979. Apparently, the two brothers started bashing around in their parents' garage, and they're still recording. For any of the Australians out there, apparently their album Wrong from 1989 is the one that's highly recommended. So I'm definitely going to be digging that out. And they're playing here at the Biltmore on July 1st, No Means No. So I can't wait for that to sort of educate myself of about some fantastic Canadian music. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I generally play all the Australian music up front, but I'm waiting today for our guest to arrive, Ben Drysdale. He'll be showing up very soon, hopefully with guitar in tow. He's from Canberra, the capital city of Australia, where I actually spent many, many years. And I'm going to play you, to whet your appetite, three songs from Canberra's musical history. The first band you're going to hear is called Sidewinder. They're a fantastic indie rock band from the 90s who are no longer with us, but I have very fond memories of seeing them play. You'll also hear 78 Saab and another cool band called the John Reed Club. So three songs from the Australian Capital Territory coming up for you in anticipation of a real Canberra artist who will be showing up any minute now. So here we go. This is Evil Eye from the fantastic Australian indie band Sidewinder.
Your face appears inside. You just look you in the eye, and his mind is made of that. My first time was when she turned to me and she said, you'll be better off when I'm dead. But I can't wait that long. I am the boy, I'm the freak, willing, traveling boy, the one who's searching to destroy the little man that lives in skinny lips and acid tongue.
Live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here in Vancouver, British Columbia, and the station is CITR 101.9. We just played three songs there from Canberra, the capital city, the ACT. That's where I'm from, where I grew up. And as did Ben, who has just joined me in the studio. This is Ben Drysdale.
Hey, how you going?
I'm great. Ben, did any of those three songs ring any bell for you? They're from the 90s. We heard like Sidewinder, 78 Saab, and the John Reed Club was the last band there.
John Reed Club's the one that I haven't heard of before, but definitely 78 Saab and Sidewinder I've come across a few times.
Yep. They were generally, in the past, bands have left Canberra to go to Sydney, the big city, and so Sidewinder and 78 Saab did that and have gone on to great things. Sidewinder no longer exists, but 78 Saab are phenomenal and a really great band to check out. Now, Ben Drysdale, here's the story. So I'm sitting in the cafe yesterday at Our Town, Broadway and Kingsway, and I'm talking to a friend, and I'm just telling her about my radio show, and she's like, I know an Australian guy. You know, he's playing here tomorrow night. I'm like, really? And get me in touch. So I got on the phone here with Ben, and it turns out we're from the same city, and we have met at a festival about a year ago. And Ben, tell me about yourself.
Grew up in Canberra as well. I was over here at SFU doing the theatre program for a couple of years, and I'm back visiting friends and stuff. Since doing that program, I've been back in Canberra developing a small business, putting on music nights, theatre shows, art exhibitions, but mainly focusing on the music. We run two weekly music nights where we showcase anywhere from 3 to 5 bands, completely different genres, and it's really kind of developed a name for itself. And people are calling me from all over the country who want to come and play at my nights in Canberra, which is a great thing, because, you know, we were discussing off air before, you know, Canberra doesn't get the best rap, and there's a lot going on at the moment. There's a really good scene building, and hopefully we can change that. Yeah.
That's the sense I got when I returned for the Corran Bank Festival, not this past one, but the past previous, and I sensed, wow, like, this isn't the city that I left.
Yeah, something's going on. Something's in the air.
Yeah, yeah, because for the listeners, Canberra is the government bureaucratic town. It's a completely man-made entity.
Yeah.
Everything down to its lake, pre-designed for nothing but to be the capital city, and it was plonked in the middle of Sydney and Melbourne because at the time there was a fight. No one could decide where the capital should be, and a lot of people think that Sydney is the capital. North Americans generally do, but no, Canberra, it's a city of only a little over 300,000 people. It's really small.
Yeah, probably about 350 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a real chip on my shoulder. Anytime I'm over here and someone asks me where I'm from in Australia, I quiz them on what the capital is. It's always Sydney. Although the girl at the bar, I was at Falcon Eddie's on commercial watching some live music last night, and the waitress asked where I was from, and she'd actually lived in Canberra for 3 weeks and worked at the bar that I used to run music nights at.
Oh, wow.
So she won, but other than that, everybody's always saying Sydney.
Well, we're going to give you a little taste of Canberra music right now. Ben's got his guitar, so, yeah.
All right. This is probably a bad idea, but I'm gonna play a song that I've only just written. I've got like words sitting in front of me. It's a few days old, but hopefully I can pull it off.
This will be great. This is Ben Drysdale from Canberra.
Too good to go on too long. Well, I should have seen this never be enough for a queen. Well, I could have lied, I could have pretended it would be alright. I could see I wasn't for you, but you were for me. Now this seems we got another song. This thing ain't going on any longer. This ain't wrong, and this ain't right. Oh, this ain't going on another night. I should have known
those 5 years gone were too much for you to move on from. I should have seen you never know where to go without knowing where you'd be. Well, you could have lied, you could have said, well, maybe tomorrow I might. But it's plain to see I am not for you.
Applause there from Chris Horrific in the background. That's fantastic. Wow, that's a brand new song, an unreleased track from Canberra artist Ben Drysdale, who is a last-minute guest here at the show. We mentioned the story before. I found out that Ben was playing here just through a mutual friend and invited him on the show, and sure enough, he made it in. And thanks.
Just.
Just made it in with a brand new fresh track. I literally see the lyric sheet right in front of me, hand scrawled. What could you tell us about that track?
What do you say? Basically, you know, I got dumped. And that's always some good inspiration for a new track.
Yeah. And added emphasis when you're on the other side of the world.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, these things happen.
Yep. This is Ben Drysdale from Canberra. This is the Australian Canadian Music Show, and a little bit more from Ben after this.
Hey, this is Blaine from The Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Well, we are here for the music, Ben, so we do have time. Do you want to do another track and another song, and then we'll have a bit more of a chat?
Yep, sure. Well, I don't know, I'll do, when I got back from living here in Canada and got back home, I was staying with a friend down in Melbourne and had, like, had a vocal line and chords and everything written out for a song, but I just had nothing to sing about. And I was complaining about this to the friend I was staying with, and she was like, oh, it doesn't have to be all deep and meaningful, just write about Charlie. And they had a sort of maybe 1 foot tall cardboard cut out of like a Dr. Seuss style character living under their tree called Charlie. So I wrote this song called Cardboard Charlie, which then, when I got back up to Canberra and started my business running music nights and stuff, decided it would be a good metaphor for a struggling arts-based business. So this is the song where the name of the business came from.
Okay, Cardboard Charlie.
Cardboard Charlie, and I sit under sunny skies with starry nights in the corner of the garden. Grass is tall around my feet, pouring rain and searing heat become my burden. Now my spine is but a curve. Please don't tell me I deserve this kind of exile. My only shelter is this tree, but the damn thing has no leaves, and you wonder why I never smile. You see me every day from your perch on the porch while you're smoking your cigarette, and I just got to say I would not have it any other way, 'cause it's me the world will not forget, will not forget. It's me the world will not forget. It's me the world will not forget. 'Cause I am Cardboard Charlie. I am Cardboard Charlie. My name is Cardboard Charlie, and I sit under clouds of black and rain attacks that ever try to bring me, but I stand strong and tall enough. These elements are not the stuff that could forsake me. Well, my name is Cardboard Charlie, and I sit alone under this tree until my burial. 'Cause Daddy always used to say the pulp inside me is not grey, but colourful material, yeah. You see me every day from your perch on the porch while you're smoking your cigarette, and I just got to say I would not have it any other way, 'cause it's me the world will not forget, will not forget. It's me the world will not forget. It's me the world will not forget. 'Cause I am Cardboard Charlie, I am Cardboard Charlie, I am. Yeah, yeah, you see me every day from your perch on the porch while you're smoking your cigarette, and I just got to say I would not have it any other way, 'cause it's me the world will not forget, will not forget. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's me the world will not forget. It's me the world will not forget. 'Cause I am Cardboard Charlie. I said it's me the world not forget, 'cause I am Cardboard Charlie.
Mass Grave, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Live music here in the studio in Vancouver. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and a very extra special show today. This is a real Canberra connection. I grew up in Canberra, the Australian Capital Territory, as did Ben. Did you grow up from birth? Or?
Yeah, I grew up in Canberra.
But from birth?
From birth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was born in the hospital that they imploded.
Word? Oh, of course, yeah. Ben's referring to a real debacle. There was an implosion of an old hospital was promoted as a spectator event, and it ended up quite disastrously when it exploded somewhat, and the young girl was hurt, or killed, actually. Canberra's got a long, the history of Canberra. I mean, it's not a very old city, but a lot's gone on there, you know, politically, the dismissal of Gough Whitlam. How does one describe Canberra? It's known for its natural beauty. It's the bush capital, and that's the coolest thing about it.
Yeah, it's a really nice city to live in. Growing up, you don't think so. As a teenager, you're all like, oh, I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to go other places.
Yeah.
I went other places. I went around the world and, you know, lived here for a while and came back and realised that through adult eyes or semi-adult eyes, there's a lot going on there. And
yeah,
it's definitely a good sort of building music scene coming out of there. We've got a lot of talented musicians in Canberra.
Absolutely. And Ben is really at the centrepiece of this new scene. Cardboard Charlie is the name of... Would you say it's the name of your record label or your promotional...
Yeah, it's not really a record label. I've always had trouble defining what I do because I do... So I sort of have my finger in a bunch of different pies. I mean, in terms of music promotion, I'm not a manager. I'm more just a promoter. venues essentially hire me to run music nights at their venue.
What from memory, I'm just trying to think of some of the venues like the Phoenix and the Front, and are there any other venues that have?
Well, there's Transit Bar, which I used to. Run. It's sort of one of the only venues that can fit a few hundred people in.
Hmm.
Like most of the venues that do really support original live music are no more than 100 people.
Hmm.
The Phoenix is no more than 100 people. The Front.
I
don't even know what the legal capacity of that place is.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, every year now is a big Corimbang Festival, which totally blew me away.
It's amazing, isn't it?
For listeners, if you can picture a great outdoor music festival set in the right amidst Australian bushland, with, you know, arts exhibitions, and it's just phenomenal on a sunny summer's day. It's just heaven. That's where I met Ben. He's come all this way in today to play some music. We don't have a lot more time yet. I was going to ask you for maybe we could. Do you have one more quick track you want to play or? Because I was thinking...
Another song you can go to? Because I'll probably need to tune up again.
Oh, yeah. Because actually, what I was going to ask was... I'm looking at the huge list of bands here on your website. I was wondering if there's a pick... Maybe we can play off MySpace, one of the bands here.
Oh, yeah.
We've played Waterford a fair bit here with the new EP. And
cool.
I'm familiar with Casual Projects. They're a great band.
If there's a new band that's come out and has blown Canberra away. Dub Dub Goose. Get onto there. And is the Move Your Feet on there?
Yes.
Play Move Your Feet.
Okay. Yeah. Alright.
I do a duo with the lead singer of this, and we're recording an EP at the moment up in Sydney, but this band is awesome fun.
Fabulous. Well, this is music from Canberra. This is called Dub Dub Goose and their track Move Your Feet.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12. It's not about words. I lost my bra, I left it in my boyfriend's car. Turn around, touch the ground, bag's not in. Well, you wouldn't steal a handbag. I think from you I might. Well, Pap, you are the one. A bunch of Lana, Nana, Nana. One in a one, one. Not very good. But I'm the proud new owner of a small blue comb. And I don't like giant steps. Country pop group sex porn on the internet could be okay. But my imagination's pretty great. I wanna be deep like Kurt Cobain.
music means the world to me. Yes, it does. And I'm the music man with my drive up my key. Local lights, Binker on the back beat, big band in the back seat. I wanna be deep like Tom McClain.
Everybody, my name is David Dichter. I sing with MDC, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I hope you have a great day, and kill the cop in yourself, and hopefully the rest will follow.
All right, we are nearing the end of the Stranded Australian Canadian Music Hour here on CITR, and it has been a fantastic day because we've had Ben Drysdale come into the studio. He is an artist from Canberra, and he recommended that last track, Move Your Feet by Dub Dub Goose. They play around live a lot, Ben?
Yeah, they've been doing a bit of touring around, and
yeah.
They definitely play a fair bit in Canberra.
Oh, cool. Mm. And now you are here, just briefly, and you're playing tonight.
I am playing tonight up at... it might be a bit of a faux pas promoting this venue on a UBC radio, but it's actually up at SFU on Burnaby Mountain in the Highland Pub. And I couldn't help myself. I've been down at the open mics at the Café du Soleil, and I couldn't help my kind of roots as a promoter and ended up asking a few other people from there to come along and play. We got a really good female duo act called Talakita. It's a guitar and a cello and two lovely voices. And another guy called Russell Someone, who I don't even know his last name, but he's going to be coming up and playing as well. So it's, from 8 o'clock tonight up at the Highland Pub at SFU on Burnaby Mountain.
Fantastic. You've heard that straight from Ben Drysdale. He is a Canberra artist who has come into the studio and has played some live tracks today, which has been absolutely fantastic. Canberra, the Australian Capital Territory, where I'm from, where we're both from, a place that's not as bad as people think. It's actually very interesting, music-wise.
It's a great place.
We won't talk about the bureaucracy. Have you ever worked in the government?
I think that's one of the reasons it's got such an interesting art scene is, it's like it's a city full of politicians, public servants, and academics.
Yeah.
And all their bored children who don't want to be anything like their parents.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, this is a Ben Drysdale playing tonight at SFU. And I'm actually going to leave. I was just reminded, I actually have a CD in my hand that was sent to me when I got the Waterford EP. Voss. Do you know this band?
Oh, they're
Voss.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
They are. And look at this packaging. This is really neat. Look at that. It's a fold-out. I don't know. Like, there's a map of Australia here.
Yeah, it's some cool
lyric sheets. Oh, really great art.
Wow. If only we could show the listeners.
Yeah. It's just this really neat fold-out. Anyway, we're running out of time, so I'm going to play the second track off this album that I heard last night. And Alternative Radio is coming up right after that. So thanks for coming in, Ben.
Thank you.
Ben Drysdale tonight at SFU. Okay. Thank you.
charcoal, my breath. The charcoal is mocking my chest.
Warming is generally considered to be one of the biggest challenges humanity will face this century. Lead scientists and economists all say it could take an enormous toll on our environment, our health, and our economy. Naturally, this has people concerned. Google global warming and you get quite a few hits, 42 million in fact. Now, Google Britney Spears. 78 million hits. Humanity, we have a problem.
That's David Suzuki, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features David Suzuki on Betraying Nature. Our planet and its people are in great danger. Diminishing fresh water supplies, destruction of forests, polluted air, species extinction, and a toxic petrochemical environment are all clear signals that things are going seriously haywire. And climate change, the impacts of which are already evidenced at an accelerating pace, threatens environmental devastation on an almost incomprehensible scale. Rising sea levels will inundate island states, low-lying countries such as Bangladesh, and many of the coastal areas where the world's population is concentrated. Climate change will bring more disease outbreaks, including new diseases and variants of existing ones for which there is no treatment. Changing weather patterns will leave many populated regions with too little rain to sustain agriculture. Existing environmental problems will worsen severely unless focused and rapid steps are taken to reverse the practices that are causing them. If we don't get on the right side of nature very soon, there will be literally hell to pay. To address these issues is David Suzuki. David Suzuki is a leading scientist, broadcaster, writer, and environmental activist. He's best known as host of the long-running CBC TV series, The Nature of Things, seen in syndication in over 40 countries. He was awarded Canada's highest civilian honor for his work. Author of many books, his latest is The Big Picture. And it is issues in that book that Dr. Suzuki talks about in his presentation at Town Hall in Seattle.
One of the hallmarks of science